Hello and welcome to In Depth. I am your host, Ian Sorensen. Thank you for joining us on a Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. And bright and early, I have Heather Korbulik as my first guest. I don't know why I stumbled over your first name. And you're from Silver State Health Exchange. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming back in. And it's good to have you in because people don't realize, I mean, there was a semi-deadline to sign up, but that was just for certain contingencies. But now you're still in business and people can still sign up for insurance.
Well, the exchange is still here. Nevada HealthLink is still enrolling people. We do have an open enrollment period that runs from November 1st through December 15th, and that's when you're supposed to get enrolled, but there are special life circumstances that can result in you being able to enroll right now. For instance, if you lose your job or you have a baby or you get a divorce, you're now eligible to enroll in a plan.
Beautiful. Is that kind of an ongoing process, or is there still a deadline involved with this one?
Annual open enrollment for special enrollment periods like that.
Yeah. Beautiful. And how are signups going?
They're great. This last open enrollment period, we saw a 2% increase in our enrollment despite all of the hurdles that we were facing, despite a shortened enrollment period. So other states that are federally facilitated, meaning that the federal government does their enrollment for them, whereas Nevada, we do our own enrollments, they saw a decline in their enrollment by 5%. So we're really proud of our 2% increase. We have 91,000 consumers enrolled now.
Wow. So what do you think accounts for that? Us kind of like, you know, kind of beating everyone else.
It has everything to do with our on-the-ground marketing and education campaigns. We have a really wonderful group of stakeholders across the state who are interested in making sure that Nevadans get connected to Nevada HealthLink.
Beautiful. And we've had a huge increase. And what are the current, can you mention hurdles earlier? What kind of hurdles are we talking about?
Well, this last year, we've saw a lot of legislative attempts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. So that created confusion and concern. And then we had the Trump administration decide to cancel or stop paying cost sharing reductions, which created a pretty significant increase in rates this last year, along with the conversation and the rhetoric, and then the eventual repeal of the individual mandate, which is not repealed until 2019. Okay. But all of that contributed to confusion and misinformation and, increases in pricing.
Okay. So how have you guys responded to that?
Well, we put the boots on the ground and made sure to get out there and make sure that everybody in Nevada understands that there are still very affordable options for people who are eligible for subsidies. We saw deals as good as $0 plans in some areas of our state. So there were still affordable options, and we needed to make sure that that message got out. We engaged with our stakeholders and our community groups through a prep rally where we got everybody in the same room and got real excited about the upcoming open enrollment period and what needed to get into the hands of our clients and our consumers. And then we really marketed. Our marketing campaign is won a Silver Addy Award recently for the work that we did there. And it was really focused on the issue that you don't get insurance because there's a potential tax penalty if you don't have it. You get insurance because the cost of medical care is expensive.
Astronomical.
Exactly. Yeah. If you go without insurance, you're putting yourself and your family at risk of financial ruin. So insurance is really a protection for you and your family.
Beautiful. So you guys are doing great with the outreach. Are there any kind of public events in the future that you're going to plan on? Maybe like an open house so people can come in and find out more?
We're going to do another prep rally. We're engaging all the time year round at different events. And if you go to NevadaHealthLink.com, there's a calendar of events where we are. So we can encourage your listeners to go and look at that.
Definitely should. And how can people sign up for insurance, actually?
Just go to NevadaHealthLink.com or give us a call. Our 1-800 number is on the top of our webpage, and because I can never remember it. and so you can give us a call, and we'd be happy to connect you to an in-person assister who can make sure that you're eligible right now for a special enrollment period, or who can talk to you about other options that are available.
Okay, beautiful. And I think, man, we're in a weird period right now, I think, just in our country, where issues are talked about and then they're dropped and moved on to the next thing. Do you think the Trump administration and the surrounding people with him are going to come back to health insurance and try to maybe repeal the Affordable Care Act again?
You know, I don't think that it will ever go away, that right. conversation. It started from the day that the bill was signed into law and is continued since. But what I do think is interesting is that there was a recent Gallup poll that indicated that the number one issue for voters this next year is the affordability of health insurance. And right. so I think that's going to be a pretty significant issue during our campaign season here in Nevada.
All right. Well, cool. Anything you would like us to know that I have not hit?
You know, just that Nevada HealthLink is here to help you. We are Nevada's resource. And if you or any consumers have questions, any of your listeners have questions, please give us a call.
Beautiful. And can you give us the website again?
It's NevadaHealthLink.com. And our number is 1-855-768-5465.
All right. You were being fed that information.
I was.
Just going to come out and say that. They're going to hear whispering and they're like, what is going
yeah.
on? Well, that's good. Thank you for helping.
Yes.
You have some wonderful helpers here.
I do.
who are giving you support. Again, thank you so much for coming in, and people definitely need to sign up.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.